You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Save her, let her believe it, get on her knees and pray her, then pray her, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good, and it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when I turn right, but you turn all the way, let.
Hensha, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima, energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Welcome. Oh, I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad I'm here. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I'm thrilled that our guest today is here. Would you please introduce yourself to us?
Hello. My name is Collie McQueen, licensed professional counselor. So great to be here. 2024 has arrived.
Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year to you as well.
Oh, thank you. So what can we do? What do you have for us today to help us make the most of this great 2024?
Well, we've talked so much before. It's a new year. Everybody's running to the gym, running to the, usually, eat
new
better,
year,
do better, work better, new year, new me. I try not to get involved with it, but it's so hard not to when it's a new year trying to do that. So I decided to talk today about expecting the unexpected.
Awesome.
Now, kind of led me to that because I had been going about my own business, trying to get things together, wanting to transition, you know, different things in my life, employment, job, yada, yada, yada. And of course, when the things that I feel I want to do and, you know, got everything in order, everything else started happening, having to deal with family issues, family health issues and concerns. So my expected became the unexpected.
Yes.
I want to just kind of just give some hope and some things to just kind of look to and look at to kind of help yourself as far as not getting derailed when things don't go your projected way.
Yes. Oh, how helpful.
And I kind of use, it's twofold. I was actually in a training, one of the fabulous employment training where they were talking about preparedness for emergencies. Mm-hmm. And it kind of jarred my mind about thinking about what do you do for an emergency? Like, who's your floor captain? Who's in charge of pulling the pin? Who's in charge of this? And we kind of need to think about some ways for our own life to prepare for the unexpected or things that aren't exactly on our to-do list.
Definitely.
And when we think about the preparedness of your job, everybody, whether you work from home, work in a structured business place, there's usually always a plan. there's something that has to go. Now, whether it's the evacuation plan, something that's, it's reality. We can discuss reality. Sometimes there's an active shooter plan, different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the world we live in, but
there's
always a plan. So even if there's something that comes up, like an emergency, unexpected, there is a plan. And I believe it's acronym for one of the acronyms for the evacuation plan or a plan is the RACE. It stands for rescue, alarm, confine, and extinguish. So I kind of say the parallel to my life is like rescue. So if there's something happen that's an emergency situation, like some things we use, or we like use like 911 operator. So what's our rescue number? What do we do? Mm-hmm. If we're having a bad day, who do we call?
Mm-hmm.
Challenge, you know, could be our Bible, could be anything.
Yeah.
That, so mm-hmm. who's our rescue, our R in the acronym? And the alarm is, sometimes there's something you got to push, something you got to do.
Yes.
And me, it's not exactly a physical thing. It's actually a mental thing. I have to do something. So mm-hmm. how can I prepare myself to put the alarm bell like, okay, you said you want a new job. What are you doing to get a new job?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever the
mm-hmm.
what's the alarm?
Mm-hmm.
And the confined part is, okay, you got a plan. What are you going to do to keep everything together? When we're talking about a building, you got people all over the place. You got to confine it. You got to keep it together. So it's not beneficial to just have all these different ideas. You got to confine it. You got to put it in clear, concise measures, like what you want to try to do. And the reason why I'm it like an emergency type plan, because literally I was on the track to get some things moving, and then everything just kept coming at me, which kept me from keeping it confined.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets overwhelming when something happens that is not on your trajectory, not on your plan,
right.
And it gets very disheartening. So
mm-hmm.
I'll stop at the confined part, because the extinguished part, it can sometimes happen as quickly as it starts, but some things are never really, really extinguished or done. There's always something you got to do more. So I kind of leave that to just RAC, leave the E off, because there's always something that can be done, you know, more.
Mm-hmm. Yes. One of the things that really stands out to me is that an emergency is only really an emergency if you're not prepared.
Mm-hmm.
If you're prepared, then it has a different, it may be a calamity, it may be unfortunate, it may be a lot of other things, but if you're prepared, it might not be emergency. And so
mm-hmm.
you're really helping us to think, you know, that, what can we do? How can we change our thinking? Because the unexpected is going to happen.
Yeah, it's inevitable.
Yeah, I mean, we can't control everything and everybody, so eventually we'll get surprises, and that will also be good surprises. I think sometimes, you know, we always think the unexpected is terrible, but sometimes the unexpected is, you know, you suddenly get a job promotion and more responsibility, you know, or something else changes in your life, you know, surprise, you're having a baby, or something wonderful can be unexpected too. And if we don't have a prepared way of thinking, that can be stressful, even though it's a good thing. So I love what you're saying. So, okay, help us out.
Okay. Now, when you're dealing with, I've also noticed that there's a challenge to somehow our brains, not everybody's brains, maybe I'm just speaking for myself, but a lot of times I've noticed when there's something that you're really, really trying to go for, all the other noise comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
It's like without fail.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, you really, really wanted that, but let me get 10 challenges. Or I'll just say, let's put some more seasoning in your life. So I'm trying to change my verbiage from everything being such more of a less of a negative spin to it. So I've had a lot more seasoning in my life than I would. So I, you know, we can never say when you're dealing with challenges, but I always say I want a pilot that flies in the rain, not just in the sunshine. So I consider this is the way I'm getting my wings to fly. So dealing with the different seasonings. So sometimes when you're cooking, I'm using a cooking analogy, you want to try to make a dish tasty, but you know you can't put too much of one ingredient because it cancels out the other one.
True.
But if you have the right measurements of the seasoning, somehow it comes together. Only time it gets a little bit tricky is with too much salt, but we'll leave salt out of it for prefer this analogy, but if you could get the best amount of different types of seasonings, which I will label the challenges of life,
okay,
it actually would be a great thing. So say you're trying to find, you know, a new employment and get everything together with that, and then all the seasonings start happening, all these challenges start happening.
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm. One thing that gets revealed to you is, okay, how committed are you to this thing that you really want to do?
Because wow, yeah.
If you get a little different seasoning, maybe you're not used to that seasoning, but maybe it tastes just as good.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you said, not accepting everything as a negative thing, sometimes that challenge or that thing that happens to, as you say, can it really be unexpected? Is you're always prepared? Mm-hmm. Maybe that unexpected is just a new flavor to you, a new way of looking at things. Mm-hmm. So I was trying not to be disheartened, whereas before I would be like, okay, this is a lot of rain.
Yeah.
Now I'm trying to look at it. Like, this is a lot of rain. It's like, I'm applying it. You know, I want to apply in the sun all the time, but this rain is actually going to make me stronger. It's going to help me. This extra seasoning is making the dish taste a little bit better. And it's also making me really think.
Yeah.
Do you really want it? Is this something you're really committed to doing? Because if you're really committed to doing it, this different seasoning, this different taste, this different feel, this challenge, so if you will not take you off your square. How I know it's something that I want to do, because in the midst of seeming impossible or thinking like things won't happen, once I start moving towards accepting it as something different, I start feeling a little bit better, feeling is less unexpected, feeling a little bit more controlled, feeling a little bit more confined, like I'm able to figure it out. Now, not saying every time, because there's a lot of times when we're trying to get things done, there's a lot of noise in the background, other people, things that keep us off task. But if we kind of work towards staying the course, we could actually prepare a better dish. Try something new instead of having things happen to us. That's what I wanted to kind of draw out, taking the active role in things that happen, not just letting things happen to you. And I noticed I fall into categories sometimes where we can sometimes internalize it and say, oh, this is happening because I didn't do this. Trying to shift my mind off of that if-then thinking, because there is not a series of disasters that are going to happen. Well, if I do this and that. Now, granted, you rob a bank, you're going to have a consequence.
but that's not necessarily unexpected, though. When you chose to rob the bank, you plan it right. Right.
Depends on what kind of thief you are. If you're good at it, you might plan it and practice it. Not that I'm stating that, but, you know. Be prepared. So be prepared for, you know, wear your gloves or whatever.
And also the consequences. I mean, you know, when you used to do something like that, one of the consequences is prison.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there are some things that do have consequences.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. And I'm not going to say that I'm knocked off my square of what I want to do. It's just like I'm just getting more reinforcement, like, okay, yeah, I really have to do this now because all this stuff is happening. But it's just been a whirlwind, like the last, let's see, from October on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you know what? There's someone that is no longer living to have the complaint to do that. So you have to count it all joy. And I've been dealing with like a new year. It's like lost persons in the year. So it gives me even more of a shot to the arm to like, okay, the unexpected happened, but, you know, stay the course. Keep going. Don't pay attention to the noise, the outside people. And I wanted to bring that in too. Sometimes persons that are in our orbit, hopefully not too many in person listening, sometimes they are the they are the spokes in our wheel sometimes.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And we have to be very careful about sharing some of our expectations and things we want to do, because sometimes the expect the unexpected is coming from someone else telling you what you can and cannot do.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I've run into some challenges when sharing things with persons, and they said, oh, you can't do that. How are you going to do that?
Yeah.
And I've noticed it's been creeping in. It's not as noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of creeps in slowly. Like, no one's telling me directly, you can't do it. But it's like a word here. Oh, really? You think you can do that? To do this, to do that?
Uh-huh.
Which is, I've just been slowly recognizing sometimes you have to be your own hype person.
Sure. Sure.
You have to be your own cheerleader, and it's okay sometimes to pick up your own pom-poms.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, sometimes I think about something my granddaddy used to say, and he used to say that the devil only had a handful of weapons, and he uses them over and over again. Mm-hmm. And division, deception, mm-hmm. discouragement.
Mm-hmm.
And distraction.
Ooh, the D's. Ooh.
Yeah, right. And yet, so often, that's right. He's just, something's over there, just, look at me, waving his arms up and down, trying to get you to look at a bad doctor's report or an unfortunate financial statement or something like that, instead of looking at the goal that you have for your life.
Yeah.
And so, my granddaddy used to say, if you're going to make it through the dark, remember what God told you in the light.
Yeah.
And so sometimes those goals, those dreams, those hopes, those plans, good, wise mm-hmm. things that we're trying to do, and then all of a sudden all these distractions show up. Look at this.
Mm-hmm.
Do this. Look at me. Hey. To burn up mm-hmm. our time, to hinder us from going forward. And so I love exactly what you're saying, because sometimes we do really need to hear that. And, you know, one of the ways that I knew that two of my best friends were my best friends is that I would say something, and I can picture them now. They would sit down and say, well, how are we going to get that done?
Mm-hmm.
What do we need to do?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they never said, well, that's ridiculous.
Have you
checked your bank statement lately? Or, do you know what year this is? That they would just be like, well, how would we get that done? Well, let's think about how to get that done. What would we do to get that done? And
mm-hmm.
that with everything, and I realized, oh, wow. So we got to get some how are we going to do that people on our team, too, I think, even if we don't change our circle.
Yes. So add some more friends in your friend circle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a firm believer, you know, you can't, you know, that's why it's good to, what do you say, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Yes,
you
right.
just order one friend. You got to spread it around, because it might not be so, and like I said, I'm, you know, it's one of those things. Have a lot of great things too, but there's some people, you know, I haven't shared everything with, so you
mm-hmm.
know, I
mm-hmm.
but
wisdom.
You got to pick a fine line, because I also do believe keeping some things under wraps until you're 100% ready for it, because there's a lot of times you know when you're ready, you're ready. You need to just do, and you shouldn't worry about who's, you know, with you or without you. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it. Now, in case, unless it's one of those things where you need backers, you have to run it through the board. I understand that. But for purposes of, you know, the things that I have been, you know, challenged with, the seasonings that have been coming into my life that are, you know, working out. But at the time, it just felt like, you know, I was on the conveyor belt of life, but it was just happened to me. So this gives me a way to be more active, not feeling like it's a, you know, a universe attack or anything mm-hmm. like that. So I'm just, you know, I'm trying to think of ways, more ways to make sure I'm doing the race without just cutting everything off, extinguishing it, getting it there. Just like, what do I need to do more? And I know I need to do more, putting more mental energy in and getting things accomplished instead of, you know, listening to the other noise. Because it's hard sometimes to fight against the background noise or the loud seasonings.
Yeah, right. Especially when they're real.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So it's like, who's better to tell you? Like, I just read, I can't quote the source, but it was a step-by-step guide how to write a book. And
wow.
It was like, first step is write a book. And I was like,
yeah.
And that just like,
yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
That's what you want to do. If it's something you want to do, guess what? The step is to do it. There
yes.
is no
yes.
step to it. So that's, it just tickled me. And if I can remember where I read it from, that is my favorite saying right now. What's the step on how to write the greatest book ever? And it was like, you write the book.
That's right. You know, I have written a lot of books, and one of the things, there's all this, you know, preparation or learn to write a book, go to school, write a book, do all these. There's no way around it. You got to write the book.
You're not an author
unless you write a book.
Exactly. And you just, guess what you do? You write it. You
don't
need to go back and do this and that. No, you just start writing. So
I love that. I do. I love it because it's so true. And it brings me to something I want to ask you because you're an expert. But what if the background noise, what if the peanut gallery, what if the naysayers and the Greek chorus in the background is you? What if you're discouraging yourself?
A lot of times it is. And here's the thing that you have to do. You have to watch yourself talk because I think we ruin a lot of things before we even get going.
Yeah.
So sometimes, like you said, the Confederate, the one that's stopping everything, is self. And I think more often than not, it's as simple as your self talk to yourself.
Right.
If you ever, when you're kind of by yourself, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm so stupid. I shouldn't have done that. Or, oh my gosh, that was an idea. I was like, oh, I can't believe I'm such a clumsy ox or whatever. You know, if you say these things, you know, flippantly, just kind of like that, but you know what, sometimes that stuff seeps into our soul, and you know, we've become our own naysayer. Like, we've done that. So what you kind of have to do is kind of think of yourself as your own client, your own friend, your own teacher. Like, rarely would any of us tell our grandmother, grandfather, mother, father, kids the self-talk that we tell ourselves when we do that. So just kind of think of it, if you were saying that to somebody else, would you ever call yourself a stupid idiot? Oh, I can't believe I was done.
No, we would never say that. We certainly would not. And in fact, we'd probably offer mercy to people.
Yeah,
you did the best you could, or no, I think I believe in you. I know you can do it. And we don't offer the same mercy and grace to ourselves.
And just even simpler to that, to bring the point home, you as a parent, you when you're training your child to do right, you would never say, oh my gosh, you would never do it that way. Aren't you listening? You have to kind of be nice with yourself, you know, be nice with your child, you know. You want to get them to, you know, not be less, you know, confident in themselves. So it's like, you say, oh, okay, you tried, you did it. Okay. So telling ourselves we're clumsy, idiot, ox. And like I said, nobody's perfect on this end talking here. You know, every once in a while you might say, oh, this and that, but I'm trying to watch my talk because I've learned through the years, just the way you speak things, you know, it really comes about. Like, if you're telling yourself you're not doing this, I can't believe I did that, then of course you can't believe you did that. You can't believe you did that because you have pretty much put yourself in the box of saying something negative about yourself. You shouldn't do that. And also, I was going to say, your physical space too.
Sure.
You know, if you're living in a chaotic situation, it's hard not to think chaotic going on too. So sometimes being in a environment where you can just kind of be alone with your thoughts, if you need some concentration, or if you need to take a 5 seconds to calm yourself down, mm-hmm. I believe that, you know, deal with challenges and things that come at you. Because sometimes if you're in a chaotic situation and you're trying to think of something that's not chaotic, it's kind of hard to do.
Right. And that makes me think about perfectionism, too. Because I think so often there's this idealized situation, and there's never going to be necessarily a perfect time, or everything's going to line up, and, oh, yes, okay, everything is exactly quiet and peaceful, I have exactly the right amount in the bank, oh, everything is terrific, let's do it. You know, and I think sometimes that perfectionism can be a hindrance. It can actually keep us from doing something. My uncle was one of my writing mentors, and he always used to say, sister, you need to learn when a story or an article is good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then just send it to the editor. You know, if you just keep editing for 25 years, oh, this is going to be the great American novel. This is going to be the greatest blog post ever. It doesn't ever get done. Whereas done is better than perfect. So what do we do to not get in the trap of perfectionism?
Give yourself grace and mercy, first of all. Mm-hmm. You know, this is it. Now, this is maybe a little bit too much, but I'll just share, just not too much, but something that I've always gone through with working different jobs. It's the whole, if it's not documented, it didn't happen.
Uh-huh.
So, just get something done. You know, get it done. Now, now, if you're performing major surgery and you need to study, we'll exclude them from this example. You know, we'll exclude surgeons. We'll exclude pilots and surgeons just for this discussion.
Mm-hmm.
But it's better to, you know, if you sit around and be like, oh, I got to do this perfect write up. No, you got to get it done, because just get it done, and then you can go from there.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get that new job? Put in the application. Put it
right.
in. Because they're going to make the decision whether they want you or not. You know, whether you did, was it MLA, PA format, it doesn't really matter right now.
Mm-mm.
You need to get that application in.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, love that. That's right.
Just do it. And, we've all been victim of that, because we think so much of the perfectionist, like, we need to have it perfect. We need to do this. We need to do that. Because, you know, some things are just subjective. Like, just do it and let people decide. And you'd be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised. Instead of always worrying about what you don't have, what you haven't done, just do something. Say, this is what you did. This is what I heard. This is what I did. And then we can split hairs. I know I shared this before with clients I've worked with.
Mm-hmm.
They tell me all the things, oh, I never did this, I never did that. I was like, well, let's just try it. So at least you can complain back to me and say, well, I did try it, it didn't work. But it's easier for me to say you tried it and it didn't work than you never tried it and it never worked. So, you know, and more accepting and understanding that, you know, challenge, as we said earlier, it's like the spice of life. It's just a different seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to put down and do it, because living in that world of perfection, you're always going to chase that, because what's the nobody's perfect.
Right.
Nothing is perfect.
Right.
It's perfect. So why hold yourself to that regard and get yourself all tied up in a bunch? It doesn't work like that. And life is for the living, so as long as you live, as I'm understanding, you're going to have challenges. Things are going to come at you.
Yes.
Oh, and like
plot
you
twist.
Said, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh, so shocking. Expect the unexpected, as you said, but expect the expected, and sometimes it's an unexpected timing, but it's going to happen.
I'm really interested in this so much, because I feel like there's so many people right now who are just like, what is going on? And it reminds me of one time there was a lot of things in my life all at once, just like you're saying, and I was just like, what in the world? And I felt like they were keeping me from achieving a goal that was very important to me. And so I was talking to my granddaddy, and I said, this is how it feels and all of that. My life is falling apart. Everything is ruined. It's just horrible, you know. And he just said really quietly, how do you know? And that really took me back a step.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're always assuming that just because something changes or isn't how we thought it would be, or that it must be bad and it must be ruining everything.
Mm-hmm.
What if it's not?
Correct. Who's to say?
We don't know enough to judge, necessarily. And so, I mean, there are situations that are identifiably tragic. Mm-hmm. We're all on board with that. But I'm saying sometimes the very things that we're just like, oh, no, about,
mm-hmm.
don't they turn out a little bit differently than maybe we expected sometimes?
Yeah, and I'm a firm believer. Sometimes, you know, you just kind of bloom and blossom where you're planted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that you're looking for that outside thing, but maybe it's just the internal shift of your thinking of it.
Okay.
So, but too, I know I thought leaving one job, going to a different job, but it actually splintered and turned me into something else. So definitely. Some, you know, was it one man's trash is another man's trash?
Yeah.
Sometimes that's true as far as the employment place, too. Maybe it's just a shift. Maybe the things you're going through, the seasoning you're going through is just preparing you to stay. It could be a difference. But I'm trying not to go into the, oh, gosh, you know, God doesn't give you any more than you can handle. And I'm just like, whoo.
That's not true.
No.
I mean, I think people say a lot of things. They're not necessarily biblical, and they're trying to help. But I think sometimes.
Yeah, it's like, no. I mean, I'm just like, do something other than just let it happen. So that's why I said, just be prepared. You got to just try to figure it out. Because it's coming, as you said, the expected is to be the expected.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Wait a minute! They told us we had an oil shortage. Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of oil.
I'm Rhea.
I'm Tia.
And I'm Heather.
And we are Three Voices.
You want this drama over here? It's clear. You got Gilbert over here. You got LeBron over here. And guess what? We talking about
it. I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing because I can't hear it and dogs are supposed to hear it. So who hears the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes, I said cell phone.
TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
We are strong, and we'll get through this together. But these are stressful times. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, and know that you are not alone. Visit wearebroadcasters.com/hope, furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Presenting great moments in the history of 1-800-FED-INFO. For years, Americans have turned to 1-800-FED-INFO for government information. Make your own great moment. Call 1-800-FED-INFO. It's government made easy.
Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit PeaceCorps.gov.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard. They pray hard and never look back once the war forget.
I'm really interested so much in this because I think you're helping a lot of people. I think, you know, one of the things we have to remember is that some things are just not, they're not a personal attack. They're not because you did anything wrong. I mean, some things are. Like, there are consequences to certain actions, and okay. But I'm talking about just some of the things that happen are just life, right?
Exactly.
Like, just life. I mean, if you do have a car, eventually you will have to take the car to the shop to be repaired, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not speaking bad over your car, but eventually you'll have a car repair bill. So, you know, maybe we have to start thinking of some things as just neutral. They're just life. They're just life. It's not, oh, why is this car repair happening to me? Well, because you have a car.
Exactly. You got in the game. You living? Hey, you got to. Everybody's a game of life. I heard that once said.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to also go back to something you said and go forward with it because it's really important. I think I'm a big believer in you get to define your terms. When it comes to you, you get to define your terms. So somebody else might look at you and say, oh, no, you have a bill for a car repair? And you get to press pause and you get to decide to define your term. You can say, oh, I know, isn't that awful? Gosh, it's the worst. Or you can say, well, I'm very blessed to have a car. And maintenance and upkeep is just part of that. You get to define your terms when it comes to your life. Someone else looks and says, oh, no, that's just the worst thing. You're going through a breakup. It didn't work out. And you can say, well, I don't know enough to judge right now. And a lot of times, 9 times out of 10, when you look back later, you'll be like, phew, I'm so glad that, you know, the trash takes itself out. And I'm so glad that that didn't work out, or that person or that job or that thing wasn't for me, and I'm really glad I didn't get it. But in the middle of it, I think it's really important for us to define our terms, to say, okay, well, I'm not going to go into despair and doom and gloom just yet. I'm going to see and pray and think about how this works in my life.
Yeah, and it's like you get out there, you try, and you see, and you go from there and say, I like this, I don't like this. The next situation I get in, I don't want this to happen. This is what I don't want to do. Next car I get, I'll get pre-owned. Certified.
Yeah, get a warranty.
You know, we get a little bit better. And my thing is, just no matter what keeps going on, it just keep retooling, retrying, trying something different. Because sometimes we can get stuck in, you know, the wheel of, okay, that didn't work. Try a different way to do it. Try a different way to figure it out. Because my thing right now is, I surely wouldn't have wanted 50 other things happening at the same time when I'm trying to do this one thing. You know, we can't be that, we can't be that that lucky to just have one thing going on that we can focus all of our energies into without the noise and background of everything else. That's not how it goes.
Yeah, and you know, that's interesting that you say that too, because I wonder if sometimes when we define our terms and reframe things for ourselves, if you have a lot of things going on, it could be because you have a lot of love in your life.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you have people that you care about, eventually some of those people are going to need your help. If you don't have any, if you're the Grinch and you live on a mountain with your dog and you have no friends, then probably you'll never be bothered. But if you have people who you love and they love you, eventually you're going to have people who have a problem.
Yeah.
You know, if you have your own home, if you have your own car, if you have a job, you're going to eventually have some things that are spicy challenges.
Yes, it's a lot of spice going on.
Yeah, and the only way to avoid spice, though, is to have nothing. Like, the only way to avoid spice altogether is just have nothing. Just nothing. No one. But then even you will be spicy eventually. Like, right?
I'm perfect. A good gumbo, I'm telling you. It's getting good. Because even though I got a lot of things going at me, That means I have a lot of things going on.
That's right.
So the alternative is to not have nothing going on.
Right.
To talk about that is a challenge. So if one of those things is like, oh boy, but you know, for a brief moment there, I had the tunnel vision blinders on. And then I said, well, good gracious, like, my life is not like an intro course where that's the only thing I'm doing. No.
Right.
Life comes in. There's a lot of things going on. Your life is fluid like water. There's everything going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a constant flood. Mm-hmm. No shutoff valve. But for a brief moment here, I was thinking of, okay, I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do that, and this. And then, no, you just like, you got to learn how to operate in go. Like, you don't, I didn't yellow caution light.
Right. Yes. That's a really important thing to say too. And, you know, one thing that stands out, you know, you have to learn to pivot, be flexible. We just have to be flexible.
It's gotta be a straw, a flexi straw.
There you go. That's great.
Not the straight straw. Although I know because of biodegradable, you know, we're getting away from the straws, but if you got to get a straw, make sure you bend it, not break it, because you need that flexibility.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you know what? When you call 911, they ask you, you know, what's going on, and you tell them and all of that. But the one thing that they pretty much uniformly say across the board is help is on the way.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and I think in this life, the way that it's set up, the way that things are going, how fast things move and all of that, we really do need to make sure we have strong help structures, community, mm-hmm. mutual aid, good friends, family that you're close to, not just when you want something or there's an emergency, but really are close and have bonds with. And I think some of that helps us to survive the unexpected. You know, that other people, help is on the way. There's mm-hmm. got to be people in your life that when you tell them this is what's going on,
mm-hmm.
they care about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and along, I know we mentioned earlier about expanding that friend group too.
Mm-hmm.
For those who are maybe don't have a big, strong community outside of themselves or maybe some immediate family, you know, I'm always, of course, being a therapist, a strong advocate of.
Oh, yes.
But also remember, too, counseling is done either, you know, online or in session, but taking some of the things you can learn as far as coping outside of the session.
Yes.
Helps, too, to maybe work on building, you know, a big, better race or rescue plan or something
mm-hmm.
that can help you're going through that. Because, you know, sometimes we just get alone with our thoughts and we think we're the only ones.
Mm-hmm.
And that sometimes having that checkpoint to say, hey, no, you're not the only one that feels like this. This is,
mm-hmm.
you know, doable. But just me understanding that, you know, sometimes you don't get that little yellow caution thing. Sometimes you just got to be able to work while things are happening. I'm slow steady sometimes. I'm just learning that, you know, being prepared or just operating and go, just trying to get things done. And, you know, how do you write that book?
Write that book. Yeah, that's right. Write that book. And I love the idea, too. And I think this is where we would love to have you give us some practical tips. One of the things they do say, 911, is that what you do in the first few minutes of a crisis determines a lot of how this crisis will impact you.
Mm-hmm.
And so the unexpected happens, whatever that means, right?
Mm-hmm.
You went for a routine doctor visit and surprise, or, you know, somebody calls you and they don't want to be with you anymore. Or you thought you had that job. Oh, you were just, the funding fell through, just things like that, right? We've all
mm-hmm.
had a surprise. What do we do in the first few minutes or the first part of the unexpected arriving?
First thing for the unexpected arising is, you know, sometimes people need to, it sounds crazy sometimes, but sometimes you might need to write it out.
Sure.
Sometimes you have a physical sign or something that says, okay, you know, this is where I'm feeling this day. Let me just kind of check myself, do a little internal temperature check. First thing is to just get the situation calm. First step in crisis management, we're trained to meet the person with where they're at to try to get them to a calm level. So
sure.
mm-hmm. somebody who has had a stress 911 emergency, the first thing is just kind of regulate the speech and the tone. Let's see if we can get everybody down to a tone to make it
right.
appear manageable, even if you're, you know, having a hard time. So first thing I would say, first to just take inventory of yourself. Try to see if you yourself in just a calm state. Some persons, they're bath people. Some people take a run. Some people, you know, everybody has their thing. whatever that activity or thing is that keeps you centered. I would say that would be the first thing, because, you know, sometimes you could stay in that hyper sense for so long, you can't get out of that phase. So, you know, that's hard. So I would say just taking physical inventory of yourself, whether it be you're a visual person, a runner, whatever, it's something first thing to do when you're feeling the crisis situation is just try to get your state to a more relaxed state.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you would want to do is, okay, is this something where I need to take it beyond myself?
Mm-hmm.
If it's, is it a medical emergency thing? And of course, you determine what's the next step. Do I need to tell someone else? Do I need to enlist someone else's help? Because sometimes emergency situations require one person to turn the alarm on, another person to, you know, help the step to maybe challenge physically or something like that. So, you know, usually in an evacuation situation, there's team captains that handle different parts. Sometimes emergencies, you need somebody else there. So maybe it's one of the times you need somebody else. Or maybe it's an emergency situation as far as just getting your emotions together. It's like, do you need to call someone? Is this a, do you need to call the crisis line or things like that?
Mm-hmm.
For another emergency or just getting yourself, you know, if it's getting yourself in a headspace or getting yourself being able to tackle something, is, you know, sometimes just maybe if you can, now if it's an emergency situation, I'm not suggesting this, but maybe you need to do something else besides handle that situation at that point
right.
in time.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you need a distraction for a minute. Now, you don't want the distraction to be something that you won't come back to. So maybe, you know, a 15-minute video or movie or whatever, something that will, you know, get you back to the place where you want to take care of it. Some persons pray, meditate, something that just kind of, you know, gets you in the process of doing it. Because sometimes you're not ready to handle that situation at the time.
Mm-hmm.
If you can, table it for a time when you can handle it. Because sometimes some things need some energy that you need every, all hands on deck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the situation you don't need to, you can't just skim over. But that's, it's defined by the person. Because one person, you know, I had a volunteer coordinator that says, you know, what is emergency? What anybody constitutes as one. Because,
wow,
you know,
okay.
You know, because this is the same volunteer coordinator says, like, never say you're just a volunteer, you know. you're working, healthy, but emergency, you know, she tricks us with that. He's like, what is emergency? And you think a person can use this emergency. It's like, oh, yeah, sort of like, how do you write a book?
Yeah,
you write a
right.
book.
That's right. No, that's right.
Some of these things are, you just have to, well, let me back that up. First, you got to acknowledge that there's a situation going on, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
In order to extinguish a fire, you acknowledge there is a fire.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, you know, you may gloss over some things, but if you consider an emergency something you need to tackle right away, you know, start tackling it. So, and also make sure, you know, increase your friend circle if you need to there, but also, sometimes you need to trim some weeds, too, in your friend circle.
Sure.
That is,
the purge.
That is, yeah, so I get those. I am being contradictory in my get your friend circle bigger, but sometimes you might need to trim your circle a little bit, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say those are things. Your environment, your friends, your space, determining what's the emergency. Do you need to get away from it to come back to it? I would say all those things, and then just know, like we shared before, emergencies or some things that's like, are they really emergencies? Or just things you just got to be prepared for when they happen, because they're going to happen. As long as you're living, things are going to happen.
Mm-hmm. I'm also really thinking again about when someone calls 911 and they identify the most pressing problem. They, you know, if someone has passed out and they're not breathing, they don't go look at their pedicure.
No.
They don't go, you know, and say, well, how is their hair fixed up? Is their fade lined up and everything? They're looking good? No. They go take care of the oxygen. They go take care of whatever, defibrillator or whatever. And so I think one of the things we all have to remember, too, is what's really important. Like, what are what really demands our attention at this moment? What is, you know, maybe you do need to organize your closet, but maybe not right now.
Yeah. Like I said, what's the pants on fire now situation?
Yeah.
The pants on fire and then everything else after that.
That's right. That's so important. And so that brings me to what might be the very most important thing we're going to discuss right now. Because we can know all this, and if we don't do it, the emergency is just raging. Let's say you have a goal. You did have a goal. There was something that you were doing. There was something that you wanted. There's something you were praying and believing for. There's something really important. And all of a sudden, the seasonings are just coming right and left, and it's really spicy in here. And you're spending so much time and energy taking care of the challenges that you're kind of just not able to focus on the goal, or you're not taking steps toward that goal. Practically speaking, what do we do to still achieve our dreams and goals, even when things are spicy and seasoned?
Still, we all have to eat, breathe, and sleep. Throw in focus on your goals in there, too.
Wow.
Make it a habit.
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes a day, whatever. Now, it's not as important. Well, maybe for some people it is, as breathing and eating and sleeping. But if you don't make some of the things you want to do a habit, it gets hard to finish it. So if you got to, a few minutes a day working towards something is better than no minutes a day.
Right.
So I would just encourage persons to do, just like you eat, you breathe. Well, we're hoping you're eating and sleeping and everything
Sure.
But work, just make it more like a habit. Like, just make it more something that you think about. I'm going to channel 5 minutes of energy towards this goal I want, it comes your way or not. And just maybe just kind of working it towards that way. That's something that, has been working for me, because even if I don't get it on the timetable that I was thinking of, it's just like, I'm still staying in the fight. I'm still working towards it. I'm still flying, when there's a storm. There's still things happening.
Wow, that is so important. I'm thinking about one time I was talking to my brother about a really challenging situation and another challenging situation, and it was kind of spicy. And he said, "How do you eat a whale?" And I said, "Why would I want to eat a whale? What are you talking? Are you listening?" And he said, "How do you eat a whale?" And I said, I don't know. He said, "One bite at a time."
Exactly.
And sometimes that bite, is more important. In my MFA program, one of the things that they said was the biggest indicator of if you would become a published author or not, believe it or not, was not going to an MFA program. It was not taking classes in how to write. It was not even keeping a journal. It was not having great stories and life experiences to write about.
Mm-hmm.
It was if at some point during every day you wrote.
Wrote, yep. How do you write that book? You're right.
And I really
just tickled me. I was just like, oh my God, wisdom, mountaintop, burning bush.
Yeah.
No, you write it. Then, didn't need to order that book from Amazon, but anyway, no.
Yeah, right. But here's the thing. I mean, I went to that seminar, and it was a published author, and he was going to tell us, the key to success in writing. Mm-hmm. And all the key was writing. The key to success in writing was writing. The key to success in whatever you want to do is doing something.
Yes, yes.
That brings you towards it, that brings you having to do with it. Even if you need an accountability partner, or maybe you do have to keep a journal of what steps you're taking, or get your SMART goals out, or something like that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Do something. Take some action. And I love what you're saying, that it doesn't have to be all the action at once. It could just be steps, if necessary, or just something. And I remember one time I was going through a whole lot, and I had a book contract, and the book was due, and literally, and I remember sitting down and just writing on a page, "I wrote today."
Yeah, yeah.
And
I got it. That's good. That's good. Because you did.
I did. And so at least I did it, and then it got better, and the book's out, and it's great. But the thing is, sometimes it just takes that you just have to say, okay, I mindfully work toward my goal today in that area. And so, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, just to bring it home, just say it's going to happen someday.
Yes.
It just might be today, but
right.
it's going to happen someday.
Right.
Also, I guess we all need to subscribe to the Nike stance, just do it.
Just do it, you know. And that reminds me, in the book of Acts, when Paul is in a shipwreck, and it's a very dramatic story, but everybody's in the water, and no one is lost. But there's a line in there, and it said, you know, some had to swim, and some made it on boards or broken pieces of the ship, but they all made it safe to dry land.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we just have to think, okay, this step I'm taking, I'm making it. I might not have made it on the timeline I wanted, or maybe I didn't make it with my hair styled, or maybe I didn't make it, you know, exactly like I wanted it, or whatever, but I'm going to make it.
It don't have to be pretty. You just got to get done. There you go.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, is there anything else you'd like to share with us about this incredible topic? Unexpected.
Don't get so stuck to your New Year's resolution. Just say, New Year, better me, if you want to do that. But just, you're always good. You're always best. But, you know, like I said, just you, whether it's 2024, 2025, you're going to be fine. So.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Because my resolution is not to make any more resolutions. So
That's right.
But we're all good enough. We're all great enough. And just, you know, things are going to happen to us, but just be part of it. Enjoy the different seasonings. Enjoy the different spices. Make some gumbo. Keep pushing. Do something every day.
Right. Expect the unexpected. How can someone find you? Maybe they want you to do a speech or a training. Maybe they want to become a client. What can they do?
They can just reach out at mcqueen06@gmail.com. That's the best way to reach me. I'm working with a couple of different agencies, but that's the best way to reach me.
Okay, that's perfect. Well, I can't tell you how much I appreciate this conversation. It is incredible, and we're all going to... Now, listen, everyone under the sound of my voice, do not just go, yeah, that was great, and go back to what you were doing. We're all going to do an action step.
Yes, we are.
We're going to do it. I mean, we're not going to talk about it anymore. We're not going to text about it. We're not going to post on social media about it. We can do that later, but right this minute... As this conversation draws to a close, I want all of us. Me too. I'm gonna do it too.
I'm talking to myself.
That's it. Yeah. We're gonna take an action step toward our goal. No matter. I know you're busy. I know it's spicy. I know it's challenging. We get it. The unexpected. But as we walk into our lives from this conversation, let's take our action step. Let's make it a habit. Let's make that habit a lifestyle. Of moving always forward and continuously toward our dreams and goals. I love this conversation. Thank you so much for joining us today, Colleen McQueen. You are always a blessing to us. You are a tremendous person, and I have just so much love and respect for you and what you do. And I just really thank you for sharing this time with us today.
Oh, ditto, ditto, ditto.
To all our friends.
Oh, wait, nobody. Oh, kids are too young. Never mind. Likewise. Okay, I'm sorry.
What she meant was repost.
I'm sorry, those under 30. Forget.
She meant share.
Yes.
Oh, how wonderful. What a great conversation this is. And we're all going to take our action step. We're going to get to getting, as my granddaddy would say, get to getting. And we're going to make sure that we, no matter how many challenges there are, that we move towards things in our heart that we want to happen. Thank you to everyone who makes this show possible. Thank you to this network. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our friends. Thank you to our beautiful guest. And thank you to each of you. Share this with somebody on social media. Tell them this is a wonderful way to be encouraged and uplifted. And for all of you who listen, for all of you who support what we do, thank you. Thank you. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima. I'll see you next time.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe it, get on your knees and pray her. Then pray her, and never look back once the world forgave.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.